It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 25 days ahead of the November general election, we're in conversation with candidates vying to be Wisconsin's next Secretary of State. This race has become high profile. Some Republicans want to see this office oversee elections, that power currently held by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Join in 800-642-1234. Doug LaFollette is Wisconsin's Secretary of State. He was first elected to office in 1974, and he faces Republican challenger, State Representative Amy Loudenbeck, who we will hear from in a moment. Secretary of State LaFollette, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Nice to be here, and hello to everybody out there in public radio land.
Good morning. Well, let's begin with the issue that has thrust this race into the spotlight. Some Republicans have signaled they want to shift oversight of elections from the bipartisan-controlled Wisconsin Elections Commission to the Secretary of State's office. What role should the Secretary of State's office have in overseeing elections?
Well, we should make it clear why they're doing this, and they're doing it all across the country, from Arizona to Michigan to Georgia and Wisconsin. They want to be able to possibly finagle and change the winner of elections, like they tried to do in the last election. And this office is very important for other things besides that. Wisconsin has a proud history. We've never had elections in the Secretary of State's office since I've been elected. We've had independent election boards and commissions, and we should be proud of that. And they now, for the first time, are talking about bringing elections to the Secretary of State. Why? Because they would like to be able to possibly change the results of an election. We don't want that in Wisconsin. I'm against that.
Well, each state has a chief election official who has ultimate authority over elections in a state. The National Conference of State Legislatures says 24 states have an elected Secretary of State as the chief election official. Why wouldn't that work here in Wisconsin?
Look what's happened in those states, from Florida to Ohio to Georgia in the last election to Michigan, where those elected officials have tried to tamper with the results, or where they have been influenced, where the candidate called and twisted their arms, tried to get them to change them, find my votes, do something different. We have a lot of problems when partisan elected people are in charge of elections. We need to keep Wisconsin elections independent of politics.
Could the Secretary of State in Wisconsin share some duties with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, taking a more decentralized approach, if you will, to election administration?
Pardon? What?
I was saying, could you share some duties with the Wisconsin Elections Commission? Could you see some type of sharing of duties between the commission and your office?
Or
this? No. Okay.
At the moment, the elected Secretary of State has no role in influence or administering elections, and we should keep it that way. That is important for Wisconsin's future, that we don't let elected partisan politicians have control of the election process or of the votes and which votes are counted, which votes go to Washington to choose the next president.
Well, let's move on here to the duties for the Secretary of State. Include affixing the state seal to acts of the governor and preserving records. You want to restore previous duties of the office that have been eroded. What additional duties should the Secretary of State have?
Well, the Secretary's office should have the same duties that Secretaries of State across the country do that are business-related. Corporations, trademarks, notary publics, and those were in the office when I was first elected. And Republicans, was my opponent, took them away because they wanted to give them to the governor, Republican governors in two different cases. That was a mistake. We still get text messages, phone calls for people around the country that want to set up a corporation and start a new business. And we have to say, no, Wisconsin is different than the rest of the country. That should be changed. Wisconsin should be like the rest of the country as far as the administration of these business-related functions.
Your opponent, Amy Loudenbeck, has been critical of your progress over the decades and the drive of the Secretary of State position. How do you respond to those criticisms?
Ask her why she took the duties away. Republicans are what caused the problem. They took the staff away, then they complain we can't get the job done. It's hypocrisy, ridiculous hypocrisy. You know, we can't believe what she says. She still doesn't admit that Biden won the election. She still says there are fake electors, fake votes.
Well, let me...
This office has to be protected from that.
Well, let me ask you this then. This is a tiny office, from what I understand. Please correct me. Two positions, an annual budget of less than $300,000. What would change in terms of making this office more substantial so you could carry out the duties? What would you need?
Well, what would change is the Republicans would have to decide that it's important for Wisconsin business community, for corporations and trademarks, to give those duties back to the office where they belong. I've tried to do that many times. Many Republicans agree with me. My opponent has voted to take the duties away. And then put the important thing we have to come back to is all that set aside. It's the protection of the elections that is so critical. Why do you think the Republicans are so excited about the office this year? For the first time, spending lots of money trying to win. They're doing that because they want to be able to possibly influence the vote and the elections in the future. That cannot happen in Wisconsin.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Doug LaVollette, the Secretary of State, facing Republican candidate Amy Loudenbeck in the November 8th midterm election. You can join in along the way, 800-642-1234. Let's take a call now. Steve joining us from Sun Prairie. Steve, hi, what's on your mind?
Yes, a number of states actually have the election oversight as part of the Secretary of State. In fact, Illinois does. So my question for Mr. LaFollette is, does he think he's unqualified to be able to handle that? And would he resign if the Republicans actually are able to move those responsibilities to that position?
Secretary of State, go ahead.
The issues are not qualifications. The issues are what do they want to do? They want to be able to manipulate the elections. They want to say, well, wait a minute. There were fake votes. There's irregularities, and those things have to be set aside. Let's give it to the legislature. Let the legislature decide which people go to Washington to choose the president. That's what they want to be able to do, and they want to do it in Georgia and Arizona and Michigan and Wisconsin. That's why she's running for office, so the possibility of being able to decide who is the next president possibly. That should not happen in Wisconsin.
You've been in this position for more than four decades. The Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel is reporting you originally intended to retire, but you were persuaded to run again. Why run for another term?
Because of what we're talking about. It's needed to protect the integrity of Wisconsin's election system. And I will protect that the way I always have, by keeping it out of the office. Keep it in an election board, election commission, something that is free of politics. That's why they are now so excited about trying to elect their people to Secretary of State's offices in Wisconsin and other states around the country. That's why I'm running for office. That's why I need your vote. We need to keep Wisconsin elections free of politics. It's that simple.
Over the past four decades, what would you point to as your signature thing that you have been most proudest of in this office?
Well, we were able to modernize the office and bring in modern computers and effective websites. We've been able to do a lot of things that are positive for the office. A lot of that was taken away when the Republicans decided to strip the office of the business functions that we talked about. Those should come back to the office. But I administer the office in a very independent and non-political way. And that's what's important.
Can you give an example of that, how you have this office having its independence? What does that mean?
Well, at the moment, it means not having the election functions in the office. and I want to keep it that way. My opponent would like to be able to control the election. She doesn't say exactly how. We can't believe what she says. She still doesn't say that Biden won the election. She still says that there were fake votes out there and voter irregularities. I mean, this is a very important election, and it's important in Wisconsin as well as the rest of the country. The most important thing I did was take the fake electors that came to the office and put them in a desk drawer. I wouldn't send those electors to Washington, D.C. And we have to keep the office so that the administration of that office is not involved in choosing who wins elections and who loses elections. That should be independent. Election Commission does a pretty good job.
Let's go to Mike in Lake Mills. Mike, hi.
Mr. Secretary, I cannot thank you enough for the state of Wisconsin that is sticking up and fighting these Republican thugs the way
okay.
they need to be fought.
All right. Would you like to respond to that, Secretary of State La Follette?
Well, I thank him, and I thank all the people that have voted for me for many years, and I urge them to vote for me again, because I will not allow any influence in our election process. And that's the key this year. And it's in Wisconsin, and it's around the country. Let me be honest. I think our democracy is in trouble. The effort to make it harder for people to vote, to shut down drop-off boxes, to require more complicated election procedures, these are things that the Republicans have been trying to do, including my opponent, of course. We need to make it easy for people to vote. We need to encourage people to vote. That's what I've always been doing, and that's what I'll continue to do.
Secretary of State La Follette, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Doug La Follette, Secretary of State of Wisconsin. And next we hear from the Republican nominee, State Representative Amy Loudenbeck. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with candidates on the November ballot, focusing now on the race for Secretary of State. This race having been thrust into the spotlight as some Republicans have signaled they want to shift oversight of elections from the bipartisan-controlled Wisconsin Elections Commission to the Secretary of State's office. Join in 800-642-1234. Amy Loudenbeck is here, Republican state representative from Clinton in South Central Wisconsin, facing Democratic incumbent Doug La Follette. Representative Loudenbeck, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Well, let's start with shifting oversight of elections to the Secretary of State's office. Why should the Secretary of State's office take on these duties?
Well, as you mentioned in your last interview, it is what secretaries of state do across the country. There are numerous duties that this office could perform to complement the work of others to help oversee and administer elections. And I think it's appropriate if the legislature chooses to look at new models for administering and overseeing elections in Wisconsin, they should include this constitutional office that's ministerial in nature and directly accountable to the voters in that process.
So if lawmakers require the Secretary of State to oversee elections, how would you ensure elections are run fairly? I mean, we just heard from Doug La Follette, who says you don't believe that Biden won the presidency.
Well, Doug La Follette can try to rewrite his own history, but he may not rewrite mine. I have never talked about fake electors. I acknowledge that Joe Biden is the president. He is using hyperbole to get people worked up about something to distract from his failed record of neglect over the past 40 plus years. We have zero election responsibilities right now in the Secretary of State's office. I think it is premature and unlikely to talk about putting unilateral control into that office. It is a conversation that is somewhere between zero and 100. And if we want to have some checks and balances and a hybrid sort of a model in Wisconsin, we can look at using this office to be a part of that, but we're not going to look at this office if Doug LaFollette is in that office.
So in a hybrid model, what would be your vision? I mean, this is a very small office, two people, an annual budget of less than $300,000. What pieces could it take in administering elections?
Well, as you know, local clerks administer elections, and then they are supported by county clerks, and we have a commission that is responsible for training and guidance and maintaining the voter rolls. Those are duties. Duties that are ministerial in nature may be something that the Secretary of State's office could participate in, because they, again, are more ministerial. They are not actually handling the ballots or tallying the ballots or even certifying the ballots. That could be something that is something that we have boards of canvass and a whole lot of other 1,800 different local units of government participating in that process. Again, Secretary of State LaFollette is trying to distract from his record. I decided to run prior to the 2020 election. I didn't announce until after, but my intent was to restore purpose and respect to an office that has been neglected for far too long, do the duties that currently exist with integrity, and make the office work again for the people. That is the crux of my platform.
So as a state representative, you have the ability to draft and vote on laws. You're a member of the legislature's majority party. You're on the legislature's influential budget committee. Why give up that type of power? Why run for Secretary of State?
Well, power was never the reason that I ran for office in the first place. I ran as a pragmatist. I like policy, and I want to be a resource and an advocate for people. I am kind of a good government person. And after 12 years of serving the people in South Central Wisconsin, someone else can have that opportunity. We are not meant to be in these jobs forever. And when I see a 40 plus year incumbent with a record of allowing the office to fall into disrepair and neglect, I see an opportunity to take an office that should mean something and make it into something. It's a challenge, but again, I think that people should not be in these offices forever. They don't belong to us. They belong to the people.
Belong to the people. The Secretary of State is a member of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. This is the oldest state agency, manages more than $1.4 billion in assets. If you're elected, what are your goals for the board over the next 4 years?
Well, day one, if elected, I would open the door to that office in the basement and start serving people with business class customer service. As far as the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, certainly as a member of the legislature and working with colleagues from across the state and agencies from across all of state government, I have a good working knowledge of what that board does, but I would be very interested in doing a deeper dive, spending some time in their office up in Oneida County and learning as much as I possibly can so I can be a billion-dollar board member for that Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. Manage the assets, manage the resources. Those are typically day-to-day managed by the people that work there, but any board that I'm on, I want to be highly engaged. And so I see that, again, as an opportunity to maybe pull back the curtain and provide more awareness to the public. It's something that people are really fascinated with as I travel the state. I have been all over the state, and there is very little working knowledge of the intricacies of that board and how important it is and what its history is.
Talking with Amy Lautenbeck, a Republican state representative from Clinton, facing Democratic candidate Doug LaFollette in the November 8th election for Secretary of State. You can join in 800-642-1234. Linda in Pewaukee, go ahead. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Hi. I just had a quick question. I was wondering if the candidate could clarify something for me. She stated, "I acknowledge Joe Biden is the president." I would like to ask her, does she acknowledge that Joe Biden was freely and fairly elected the president of the United States?
Go ahead, Amy Lautenbeck.
So it's interesting how everyone likes to qualify their questions. Either Joe Biden is the president or he isn't, and he is. It is without a doubt that people have questions regarding were ballots cast because of guidance issued by the Wisconsin Election Commission that the Legislative Audit Bureau clearly stated were in conflict with state law. So we need to acknowledge that we have some loopholes in our laws that need to be fixed, but the ballots were cast, a recount was conducted, the totals favored President Biden. Our Electoral College votes were cast for him along with others across the state to put him over the top, and he is the president, and there is no going back.
We only have a couple seconds left. Why should voters elect you over incumbent Doug LaFollette?
I have a strong record of results serving in the state legislature. I had over 50 bills signed into law over 12 years. I have respect from both sides of the aisle. And again, on day one, we'll open the door to the office and keep an open mind on what we can do with that office and work with people. In 12 years, I have never had a meeting with Doug LaFollette. He's never asked me for one. That is not leadership. That is not engaging with the legislature, who is going to be responsible for making these kinds of changes that people are talking about, including making the office more modern or getting the resources that we need to provide those business class services. I am a wonderful candidate in that regard, for bridging the gaps that exist and really making that office something that Wisconsin can have respect for and restoring purpose. And that is not going to happen if we keep reelecting Doug LaFollette.
Representative Lautenbeck, thank you for joining us. Amy Lautenbeck is a Republican state representative from Clinton in South Central Wisconsin. And earlier we heard from Democratic incumbent Doug LaFollette. If you missed any part of these candidate conversations, listen back, stream them online, wpr.org/mornings. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.